Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Once again, it's time of a Sunday morning to welcome you to the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, the minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. We'd be delighted to welcome you to in-person worship at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and this morning, Sunday 3rd of September, we will be celebrating the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, and all who are part of Christ's Church are welcome. If you can't join us in person, then join us online through Facebook or YouTube. You might be online now, listening to this broadcast through the CJMQ website. It could be you're listening to this as a recording. Wherever and whenever in the world you join me, I'm glad to have you listening in. Today, we listen as to how two brothers, Jacob and Esau, were reconciled one to the other, and how we might be reconciled to one another. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any one of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." Let us pray. Loving God, we take this time today to come before you, but as we do, we're aware that all is not right within us. We neglect your word. We fail to meditate on your law. We forget to speak with you. We make plans without turning to you. We do things we know are wrong. We do not put you first in our lives. Forgive how we have failed to love you with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. Loving God, our relationships with each other are not all that they can be or should be. There is hurt and injury between ourselves and others. There are walls of anger and hatred between us and our neighbours. Forgive us for how we deny our part in this and for how we blame others for the brokenness around us. Forgive us how we have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. Gracious God, we believe that you offer to us and our world a whole and good life. For all that we've done to deny this life to each other and to ourselves, we ask your forgiveness and mercy. Hear the good news concerning the love and forgiveness of God, that as far as the east is from the west, so far does God remove our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The Apostle John wrote, "My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Know that God has forgiven you that which is past, and offers a new and full life. Praise be to the name of our God, now and for ever. Amen." We're looking at the story of Jacob in these days. Jacob, who was born and raised in deceit and trickery and chicanery, hardly a model of upright and godly behaviour. He cheated his father, he cheated his brother Esau, and so he went on the run to his uncle Laban, who himself tricked Jacob. But the time has come, after 20 years of raising family and making amends, to go back home and fulfil God's purposes by doing right. He's made peace with his uncle Laban, and now he's on his way to see his brother Esau. But along the way, he's wrestled through the night, even with God himself. Maybe a picture of wrestling with his own conscience, wrestling with his need of God's grace. And so now, he finds a peace in him and with him. Genesis 33 has, "Jacob looked up, and there was Esau, coming with his 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two female servants. He put the female servants and their children in front, Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Joseph in the rear. He himself went on ahead and bowed down to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And then Esau looked up and saw the women and children. 'Who are these with you?' he asked. Jacob answered, 'They are the children God has graciously given your servant.' Then the female servants and their children approached and bowed down, and next Leah and her children came and bowed down. Last of all came Joseph and Rachel, and they too bowed down. And Esau asked, "What's the meaning of all these flocks and herds I met?" "To find favour in your eyes, my lord," he said. But Esau said, "I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." "No, please," said Jacob, "if I have found favour in your eyes, accept this gift from me. For to see your face is like seeing the face of God, now that you have received me favourably. Please accept the present that was brought to you, for God has been gracious to me, and I have all I need." And because Jacob insisted, Esau accepted it. Then Esau said, "Let us be on our way. I'll accompany you." Centuries ago, a man called Augustine became a Christian, having lived a life of sin. He became a changed man, and eventually would become something of a bishop and a church father in the way that they reckoned those things in those times. When a woman of immorality and his former mistress saw Augustine, he passed by her. "What are you doing?" she asked. "Don't you recognize me? It is I." "Yes," Augustine said, "but it is no longer I." The man who fled from Esau 20 years earlier was not the same man now. It was Jacob the deceiver who left, and now it was Israel, Jacob had changed his name, who limped on ahead of his family to meet his brother. The limp was a reminder of the experience with God. He's not the same man who deceived Esau and ran away 20 years ago. He's no longer Jacob. Now he is Israel. And now, by the grace of God, he will face Esau. Elton John wrote a touching song. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. And finding the words to reconcile with someone is so difficult. And so Jacob learns from the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 16, a gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great. Or chapter 19, verse 6, many curry favour with a ruler, and everyone is the friend of one who gives gifts. When you do not know what to say, say it with flowers, or chocolate, or find a way of saying sorry with a gift. Well, Jacob had already arranged a massive gift for Esau, plenty of animals, over 500 of various kinds, according to Genesis 32, in order to appease Esau so that maybe Esau would accept not only the gift, but also Jacob himself. And as if the gift of animals wasn't enough, Jacob probably hoped it was, Jacob brought his family in waves with Bilhah, Zilpah and their four children first, then Leah and her children, with Rachel and Joseph at the rear. And Jacob led the way before them and bowed seven times to the ground until he came near to Esau. That would have been difficult, perhaps, because he may have still been limping on one of his legs due to the damage he had suffered earlier. Jacob, that is Israel, had approached Esau. So now, what would Esau do? Jacob had no reason to think that Esau would receive him favourably. But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Where have you heard a story like that before? Jesus told the story about the lost son in Luke 15. When he came to his senses, the son said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms round him and kissed him." It makes you wonder if Jesus was thinking of Jacob and Esau and the mercy of God when he told that story. The lost child, who wanted to be treated like a servant, was welcomed as a son. Jacob had wrestled with God all night before he came to this point. All the years he'd been struggling to do God's will in his own way, trying to do right by doing wrong. And now he met with God face to face, and he knew his own unworthiness and need of grace. And having received God's grace, God's blessing, having changed his name to Israel, he went to meet his brother. If you're facing difficulties, the way to face them is to settle the matter with God, to find mercy and grace in God to handle the situation, to humble yourself before God, yes, in humility, to face courageously the problem, not to run away from it. And prayer can break down the barriers that exist in human relationships because of the results of sin. It was sin that made the brothers enemies, and it was God's grace that made the two enemies brothers. The problem Jacob and Esau faced melted away, and Esau responded in love to the brother he'd hated for 20 years. Esau asked, "What's the meaning of all these flocks and herds I met?" "To find favour in your eyes, my lord," he said. But Esau said, "I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." Jacob was indeed a changed man. It was 20 years ago his brother's wrath was upon him because of his selfish ways. He grabbed what he could and caused division. And now Israel comes limping to give his brother what he can. Jacob's selfishness caused division, but the new man Israel's generosity caused reconciliation. He knew that God was in this. "No, please," said Jacob, "if I have found favour in your eyes, accept this gift from me, for to see your face is like seeing the face of God, now that you have received me favourably." The night before, Jacob had seen the face of God. How was seeing big, rough, hairy Esau like seeing the face of God? We are said to be most like God when we forgive. Esau's forgiveness made Jacob see the Lord in Esau's face. The Lord changed Esau's heart, and Jacob saw it in his face. Jesus said, "Therefore, if you're offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, and then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you're still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown in prison. Truly I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny." Keeping a right relationship with God means keeping a right relationship with other people. That's not always possible, so the scripture says, "Insofar as it depends on you, live at peace with all people." But we forgive one another because God forgives us. Bear with each other, forgive one another. If any one of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
With God and knew the greatest joy of all. But when he sinned, he broke God's heart, and he knew that he would fall. For God had warned him long ago, so clear the word had been. His judgment now was sure to come. With death he'd pay for sin. But God in love sent down his Son to die upon a cross. Jesus walked up Calvary's hill and rescued us from loss. It was not something we deserved, no way that we could buy. The forgiveness of a holy God, but the Father heard our cry and gave us mercy. God gave us mercy when just in time he sent his Son to suffer and to die. Before a king upon his throne, so I knelt before the Lord, confessing all my wrong. I knew my sin condemned the soul, and no works could justify. justice that I prayed, but for mercy there I cried, and he gave me mercy. God gave me mercy. When just in time he sent his son to suffer and to die. Mercy. God gave me mercy. And now the chains of sin and death are broken.
God gave us mercy.
God sent his mercy. And he sets our poor sons free.
In our prayer today, I invite you to align your heart and mind with some unreconciled person or situation in your life, to follow the model of Jacob, that is Israel, in reconciliation, and to heed the example of Jesus and his words of instruction. Let us pray. Father God, your word says, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Lord, because you have commanded me to act in this manner when I am being persecuted, I offer, and then think of the name or the situation, I offer this person and circumstance to you to be blessed in your name. I pray that you will bless this person or circumstance when they're coming out or going in, when they are lying down and when they are getting up. Bless their entire family, their spouse, their children, that their entire family will be reconciled to you. I pray that they, along with their family, would fulfill the purpose you created for them on this earth, that they would not be lacking in any good thing, that their barn would be overflowing with your riches from heaven. I choose this day not to repay anyone evil for evil, and as far as it depends on me, to live at peace with everyone. I will not take revenge, but I will leave room for you, Almighty God, for it is yours to avenge. Instead, if this person is hungry, I will feed him or her. If he or she is thirsty, I will give him or her something to drink. Whatever is in my power or control to give or do, I will do it, Lord. I will not stand in the way of their success, even more so if it is related to building your kingdom. Hear this my prayer, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to forgive as we forgive our debtors, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.